It's the Vatican Office for the Pastoral Care of Migrants, but it's also responsible for truck drivers and commuters, the homeless, and those forced into prostitution.
Lorry drivers, railway workers, and the development of better road ethics lead to improved road safety, the liberation of women of the street, the care of street children, and finally, those who are homeless.
Archbishop Agostino Marchetto is Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People. He says that, though apparently these people don't have much in common, they do share one thing, the road or the street. And some of them end up there because they are among society's weakest and most vulnerable. But the Church is reaching out to them in ever-expanding ways.
We must remember each person is precious in the eyes of God and valuable to Him. Clearly, the needs of those who find themselves on the road street are far-reaching. Some of them are material and human, psychological and also spiritual. Some are crying out for help. Others are simply searching for a meaning and a synthesis to their lives. In this respect, I am thinking of the difference between those who work in long-distance lorry driving compared with the plight of the woman trafficked for prostitution.
Most of us depend on the road to get to work. For others, it represents their very livelihood. But for many, it can also be the means to an unexpected end. In the year 2008, 43,000 people died in traffic accidents and 1.7 million others were injured in Europe alone.
Not only in each incident tragic in the loss of life, but it deprives families of fathers, mothers, children, not to speak of economic and social damages. We should not forget that today 44% of goods in Europe are transported by road, bringing its own large constituency of lorry drivers with their own specific needs. Today, the problem of prostitution in the continent is suddenly escalating as the demand grows with annually thousands of women, many who are trafficked, caught in a downward spiral from which they are unable to release themselves.
Even more vulnerable to trafficking are the some 250,000 children believed to be on Europe's streets, together with nearly 3 million homeless. Through its own institutions and pastoral initiatives and its partnerships with other agencies, the Church works to defend the rights of long-haul drivers, to promote responsible driving ethics, and to remove and care for those who've made the streets their home.
We need continually to be aware of our need to collaborate and work together when and where possible. Above all, our unique contribution must be, in the words of Pope Benedict in his recent encyclical Caritas in Veritate, to have a mission of truth to accomplish in every time and circumstances for a society that is attuned to man, to his dignity, to his vocation.
Archbishop Agostino Marchetto is Secretary for the Pontifical Council for Migrants and Itinerants.